Blog Talk Radio.
Light in the darkness, and darkness on those who shield the divine light that is your love. In your name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Tony, for that wonderful prayer. Okay, well, let's get into some godly music. Okay, here we go.
Children of generations.
Jesus is the only name. don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus. I'm captivated, I say it, I'm on a whole new intrigue. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And people say, I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. So when we call upon the Lord our God, he works in a mighty, mysterious, and perfect ways. See, God is perfectly able to do any and every work it takes to deliver us. Whether you need deliverance from sin, affliction, lies, or sickness, God has the power and desire to deliver you. He is both mighty and loving. He is both mysterious and real. He is both servant and king, and he sees your need and longs to meet you exactly where you are. See, what enemy comes against you today? What stress, circumstance, sickness, or sin seems to have entangled you? The Lord says to you, because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him, I will protect him, because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's Psalms chapter 91, verses 14 to 16. So hold fast to the hand of your Heavenly Father. Don't just put your head down and muscle through whatever circumstance is before you. Instead, call on your great deliverer, place your hand in his, and allow him to guide you, equip you, and empower you for whatever stands in your way. See, God loves to take the various circumstances that seem insurmountable and use it to reveal to you the reality of his power and love. He loves to take the walls of Jericho that seem to stand between you and your dreams and cast down the enemy that you couldn't defeat on your own. Psalms 32... Chapter 32, verse 7 says, you are a hiding place for me. You preserve for me from the trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. God is surrounding you with his shouts today. The question is, will you have the patience and faith to pause and open your ears, listen, and follow whatever he leads you? So spend time in prayer, allowing God to deliver you, protect you, comfort you, and guide you, and give you peace. First, meditate on God's desire and ability to deliver you from whatever lies before you today. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. That's Psalms 34, verses 17 and 18. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. That's Psalms 34, verse 7. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. That's Psalms chapter 32, verse 7. So secondly, reflect on your life. Okay, where do you need deliverance today? Ask the Spirit to give you revelation about any area from which he wants to deliver you. And thirdly, spend time in God's presence, opening your ears to hear all that he would speak to you. Ask God to deliver you. Pray boldly that your Heavenly Father would come through for you in mighty and miraculous ways. So, keep your eyes open today to take notice of all the different ways God answers your prayer. In James chapter 1, verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, whom there is no variation of shadow to change. God will deliver you because he loves you, and his nature does not change. If he delivered Lazarus, the Israelites, David, and Daniel, he will deliver you. Have confidence in love and power of your Heavenly Father today. Well, okay, I suggest that if you read Psalms 34, okay, it'll bring this devotional to you in a new light. Amen. Okay, so okay, well, I'm going to ask you to right now, instead of putting it off for a little bit later, I'm going to ask you right now, do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's fine, because you will have a chance to in a few moments. But let me ask you, are you tired of walking around aimlessly, longing for something, okay, but not knowing what? Okay, are you confused and dazed, okay, not knowing what's up or down? okay, or what's going on, okay, or maybe you're suffering from depression, or maybe you're suffering from some type of anxiety. Okay, or maybe you're suffering from some type of addiction, versus maybe it be alcoholism, a drug addiction, okay, sexual morality, gambling, overeating, okay, gaming, whatever it is, God can take that addiction and anything that is keeping you from Him out of the way. But guess what, folks? He's got to know you first. If He does not know you, how is He going to help you? So I ask you, won't you let the Lord be your Savior tonight? If so, I want you to please say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at Heavenly Grace Ministries, God's Rainbow Ministries, wants to welcome you into the kingdom of God. Okay? And we want to say, may the Lord bless you and may He keep you highly favored. Now, we have a call-in line, and you can call in the area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that's 657-383-1487. And press the one key. When you press the one key, you'll come on live and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight. Amen? Okay, see, right now the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, all the angels, and everybody in heaven is rejoicing, okay, that you accepted the Lord today. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, okay, I'm going to play a song, okay, that goes with this, okay. Okay, here we go.
Come and go.
Okay, tonight, okay, I'm taking this from Genesis chapter 25, verses 19 through 34. And then we're going to go into worship with Psalms chapter 7, verse 6 and 8. And then wisdom, which is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Okay? All righty. Well, the title of the Bible reading tonight is called The Sale of a Birthright. This is the genealogy of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan, Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea. And Rebekah's wife conceived, but the children struggled together within her, and she said, if all is well, why am I like this? So she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. So when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed there were twins in her womb. Okay, and first came out red. He was like a hairy garment all over. So they called his name Esau. Afterwards, his brother came out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, so his name was called Jacob. Okay, Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. So the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, but Jacob was a mild man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau, okay, because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Now Jacob cooked a stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. And Esau said to Jacob, please feed me with that same red stew, for I am weary. Therefore his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, sell me your birthright as of this day. And Esau said, look, I'm about to die, so what's the birthright to me? And Jacob said, swear to me as of this day. So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils, and he ate and drank, arose, and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. There was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of Philistine, in Gerar. The Lord appeared to him and said, don't go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give your descendants all these lands, and in your seed all nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. So Isaac dwelt in Gerar, and the man of the place asked about his wife, and he said, she is my sister, for he was afraid to say, she is my wife, because he thought, at least the men of the place kill me for Rebekah, because she is beautiful to behold. Now it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of Philistines, looked through the window and saw, and there was Isaac showing endearment to Rebekah, his wife. Then Abimelech called Isaac and said, quite obviously she is your wife, so how could you say she is my sister? Isaac said, because I said, at least I die on account of her. And Abimelech said, what is this you have done to us? One of the people might soon have lain with your wife, and you would have brought us guilt on us. So Abimelech charged all the people, saying, he who touches his man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Then Isaac sowed in the land and reaped the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued. Prospering continually, he became very prosperous, for he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds, a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. Now the Philistines had stopped all of the wells which the father's servant had dug in the days of Abraham and his father, and they had filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, go away from us, for you are much mightier than we. Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. Also Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. So he called the name of the well Esek, which because they quarreled with him, then they dug another well and they quarreled over that one also. So he called his name Sinetta, and he moved there and dug another well and then did not quarrel over it. So he called his name Rehoboth, because he said, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." Then he went up from there to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him in the same night and said, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake." So he built an altar there and called the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well. Now let's go to the worship part of it. Psalms chapter 7, verse 6 and 8. "Arise, O Lord, in your anger lift yourself up because of the rage of my enemies. Rise up for me in the judgment you have commanded, so the congregation of people surround you. For their sakes, therefore, return on high. Our Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity within me." Now let's go to Wisdom of Proverbs, verse 3, or chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones." Amen. Well, this is today's Bible reading. And I hope you found it interesting. Okay, and we will continue tomorrow in Genesis chapter 27, verses 1 through 43. Okay. All righty. Well, okay, let's go play some more music.
salvation. Chase down my heart through all of my failure and pride. The hill you created, the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die.
I just need.
heard you call me by name. I'd follow you anywhere, knew I could trust you with anything. And now sorrow beats down on me, waiting for you to come through. I'm all alone with my questions, I'm dry and cracked open, I thirst for you. And as I fall,
come out of where there are waters to swim in. Let the shorelines go out, go and get out into the trackless bowels of my purposes. In the next days and weeks, I am drawing you to myself as never before. Make time where time has not been available in your times past. Soak in my presence in the quiet place. Beat on green pastures and still waters I'm leading you to. Respond to the call of prayers I say to your inner man. Come away, my beloved. There is intimacy and experience in my kingdom that doesn't come in the midst of a crowd. Be willing to get alone with your thoughts and alone with your subtle whispers of the wind of my spirit. There will be instruction given. There will be comfort extended. The wounding of the past disappointments will be lifted and new vitality released to you for the way ahead. There is greatness in you, says the Father, because you are in me and I am in you. There is nothing insignificant about you. Others may pass you by or pay no heed to your words, but I say to you that not one hair of your head is stirred without my knowledge. Angel warriors and ministering spirits were created in the eternities just for the purposes of defending you and strengthening you in the times of weakness. In this time frame, I am feeding you the manna from heaven that changes and transforms you from one who struggles to one who stands upright and strong in the presence of your God. There will be fresh insight and clarity that will be off the scale for where you have been walking in times past. I'm taking you on and leading you on, so seek my face and know that I will meet you in a secret stair of ascension into the depths of my kingdom. Amen. Like I said, you know who you are, okay, that hears these prophetic message, and you know, what you need. Amen. All right. Okay, well, we're going to go with another song. Okay? Here we go.
Unfold me the beautiful way that you do, the beautiful way.
comes to the end of our service for tonight. So I'm going to get Tony over here to give us a closing prayer or a statement. Okay? What's it going to be, a prayer or a statement?
Let's go with statement. Y'all, tonight when you go to your beds and you go to sleep and you're all warm and snuggly in your bed, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to think about all the things you have and how warm and snuggly you are at this moment. Then I want you to think of all those federal employees out there who aren't collecting a check, whose families may not be this snuggly and warm. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Okay. Pray for them. Okay. They need prayer. And unity in prayer goes a long way. Who knows? Maybe the shutdown will stop and everybody will get paid. Okay. And everything will go on as normal as pie. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to play a song that's going to take us out. Okay, I want to say God bless everybody and have a wonderful night. And don't forget, come back tomorrow night for prayer, praise, and worship. Okay, starting at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Here we go.
Night, y'all.
Night, and don't forget to come back tomorrow for another great show of prayer, praise, and worship. Amen. God bless. Good night.